Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, seven lines down. First row line is Bittel, and middle line is Reb Yoina. Let's circle Reb Yoina. The beginning of the next line will circle Reb Yirmiya, and then let us box Reb Yochanan. So Reb Yoina says, this is a new issue, or somewhat new issue. Reb Yoina says, Ahekdeshais, what we're going to see Reb Yochanan say shortly is going on Kodshim, things that you dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yirmiya says, what we're going to see shortly in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is going on karkois, is going on land. V'travaihu mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them are saying what they're saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What are they saying? Travaihu mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan amru. And this is very important. Some may firebox it, some may double underline it. Oina ein lehen, but bitl mekach yesh lehen. So I know is when there is exactly 1/6 price discrepancy, that there is not. However, bitl mekach, if there is greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, then it would apply. Rav Yonah will tell you we're talking about hekdeshos. Rav Yirmiya says we're talking about karkois. Now, what would each opinion say about the other opinion? Manda amar a hekdeshos. The opinion that says that Rabbi Yochanan said his din on hekdeshos, which would be Rabbi Yoina, kol shekeinar karkois, would tell you all the more so that it would definitely apply to land. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is across from here, about seven lines down. Dibur maschil, it's abbreviated kol shekein. Let's read the Rashi. Kol shekein de ar karkois nami amar. For sure, he would say that there is bitl mekach, meaning greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, price fraud, if we're talking about land. Dekevan da'ashmin and debitl mekach, lav bichlal oinahu. I think that's really the main line here. Since we were just told that bitl mekach, meaning greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, is not under the general category of anah of price fraud, mehecha imit, where, how would we know to exclude it? E dehekdeshois kachoshiv le mekach toes, if when you're talking about hektish, called the mekach toes, afal gav delega toes klape shmaya. When you're dealing with hektish, one of the parties is Hashem. Well, Hashem can't be tricked. V'yafilu hachi, and even so, Amrina, we say, well, if it's greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, bitl mekach, comma, then kol shekein, all the more so, delega bechavre, when it's just Bob and Steve, or Shlomi and Yankel, de'ikalame marta, where for sure you could say that one of those two parties kind of made a mistake, it was tricked, and they didn't go into that deal if they would have known the extreme price discrepancy, kol shekein dehadar, all the more so that that would cancel the deal would have to go back. So back into the Gemara. However, the mandamar, I squeal underline this mandamar, this would be Reb Yirmiya, who says that Reb Yochanan's comment is going on karkois, just on regular land between like Bob and Steve, aval a hekdeshois lo. When it comes to hektish, there would not be ona, and there would not be bitl mekach. And that's going along with what Shmuel had said. Kedish Shmuel, damar Shmuel, this basic concept that hektish shave mana. Let's say you have something owned by hektish worth 100. Shechil le'al shave pruta, and you're mechalal it. Take its kedusha off onto something worth, 47 cents. Mechulal, that actually would work. Now, you might have to make up the rest, but that would work, and it would take the holy item and make it unholy, or take the kadosh item and make it no longer kadosh. So, tznan hasam, we have a Mishnah over there. This is going to be a question on Rabbi Yoina's version of Rabbi Yochanan, that there's bitl mekach for hektish. So we quote a Mishnah. The Mishnah goes for about a line and a half, and says like this, im haya kadosh ba'al mum, if the holy thing is a Baal Mum. Now, this is really, we're picking up in the middle of a Mishnah there in Maseches, brought in a few places, well, brought in a bunch of places, but the Mishnah starts out that if a person has a Kadosh animal and declares by bringing another animal and says, this one is in the place of that one, this one is Temuras that one, this one is in place of that one, this one is instead of that one. In all those cases, the Temura makes the second animal kadosh. If he uses the term, though, that this one should be mechuleles on that one, he hasn't said anything. Why? Because if the first animal, which is kadosh, is blemish-free, well, you can't be mitchalel it. In other words, you can't take his kedusha away. And then we go into this part, which the Gemara quotes, im haya kadosh bal mum. However, if the first kadosh animal is developed a mum, yatzel lechulin, it goes lechulin, v'tzarech lasos le'damim. I dot underline v'tzarech lasos le'damim, and clearly, so let's say it was worth $1,000, and he tried to transfer his holiness onto something worth less. It works. It loses holiness. However, he has to make up the difference, because there's no way that Hekdesh is going to lose. Now, this is really the beginning of, it takes about 10 lines to develop this question. So I put a long question marking in the margin, starting with the word, starting on the line that has the first word, al, until about 12 lines later, first word on the line is lahem. So let's see what the question is. Because coming off of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, I would circle Rabbi Yochanan here. Yotza lechulin, when we say it goes lechulin, that's davar Torah on a Torah level. And when we said, v'tzarech lasos le'damim, I double underline, that's midivrehem. That is midirabbanan, that he has to make up the difference. On a Torah level, it would be enough. He could take something worth, say, $10,000, transfer it onto something worth $15, it would work. Now he has to make up the difference. The difference, though, that he has to make up is only on a dirabbanan level. Whereas Reish Lakish, who we circled amar, af tzarech lasos le'damim, he would say, no. When he has to make up the difference, that's not at a Durabanan level, that's min ha-taira, double under min ha-taira. Now, we need to figure out what case we're discussing exactly. B'mayas kinan, colon, ilema, I would squiggle underline the ilema. And approximately four lines later, first one line is ella, I would squiggle underline the ella. And here we go. Ilema, if you want to say b'kedei oina'a, that the price discrepancy was exactly 1/6. I put Roman numeral 1 in the margin, and approximately 4 lines before the end of this amud, there's an e bias ema, I put a Roman numeral 2 in the margin. This is the first approach. So if you want to say we're talking about exactly 1/6 price discrepancy, Baha Kamar Reish Lakish, or Baha Lema Reish Lakish, would Reish Lakish really say in that case, Tzarech Lasos Le'damim Davar Taira, that you have to make up the difference on a Torah level? Really, v'hatznan, but our Mishnah had said, and here's a quote from our Mishnah, goes for just under two lines, elu dvarim she'ein, I double underline the word she'ein, she'ein lahem oina. So here's things that do not have oina, we know is, oina means 1/6 price discrepancy issue. Hakarkois land havadim slaves hashtarois documents, and here I double underlined, v'hahekdeshois. So it's pretty clear that when you're dealing with hektesh, an exactly 1/6 price discrepancy doesn't apply. Ella, it must be greater than 1/6 price discrepancy. Ella, I squiggle under on the Ella, Ella bitl mekach, comma, connector. Well, if we're talking about bitl mekach, let's go back to the other approach, which is Rabbi Yochanan. Baha lema Rabbi Yochanan really say, tzarech lasos le'damim midivrayim, that would be necessary to make up the difference in money on a durabana level. The ha amar Rabbi Yoina, Hekdeshois. We started this piece with Rabbi Yonah saying it was going on Hekdesh. Then I put in brackets the next five words, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Akarkois V'Travayu, close the brackets, because we really want to just focus on Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says it's going on Hekdeshois. Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Amri or Amar Oina in Lehen, but I underline here, and this is really the question, Bittel Mekach Yeshlehem. There would be Bittel Mekach. So if we're talking about an exactly 1/6 price discrepancy, that doesn't make sense that it would apply because the Mishnah says it doesn't. If we're talking about greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, it seems like there'd be Bittel Mekach. So the Gemara answers, La'olam, we are talking about Bittel Mekach, and you have to switch the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish opinions that we had approximately 10 lines ago. Ve'epuch to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, to Reish Lakish, to Rabbi Yochanan. B'mai kam b'flagi, well then what is the point with which they are arguing about. Bide Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Damar Shmuel, underline his name. He's the one who said, Hektesh Shava Mana, Shechil Loyal Shava Pruta Mechula. We kind of took that for granted. And Shmuel said, and we'll assume that everyone holds of it, if you have something that's Hektesh and it's worth $10,000 and you're Mechalalit, you attempt to transfer its holiness onto something that's Shava Pruta, something that's worth $10, that actually works Mechula. Now, Mar Islay to Shmuel, Reish Lakish, who holds that it's only at the Rabbanan level, he agrees with what Shmuel just said, whereas Mar, that would be Reb Yochanan, who holds that you have to make up the difference at the Araisa, Leislay to Shmuel, Ibaisema. Alternatively, I squiggle in line the Ibaisema. Dikuliyama is Luhu Dishmul. No, everyone agrees with Shmuel that it works if you have something worth close to nothing and your mechala is something very valuable that works to take the kedusha off of the original thing and put it onto the new thing. V'hacha b'hakam iflugi. This is a machlokus though. Mar Savar, the opinion that holds it's deraisa, holds shechila loyin lechatchila loy. Yeah, if you did it like after the fact, it'll work. But lechatchila, you're not really supposed to. In other words, you want to redeem something from hektish, you should have something of at least the same value or more. Whereas Mar Savar, the opinion that holds it's derabanan, would say afil lechatchila that you could even have that work lechatchila because it's only derabanan. Ibayaseima, this is a whole new approach. The first approach that we had approximately 17, 18 lines ago was it can't be exactly a 1/6 price discrepancy because we were told that the Hekdesh doesn't have the din of 1/6 price discrepancy. The alternative here is Ibai Seima La'olam B'kadeyayna. No, it's exactly 1/6 price discrepancy. V'lo tepuch, don't switch Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. U'bedu Rav Chista, and Rav Chista's name, what they're arguing about is the point that Rav Chista says. What did Rav Chista say? Amar, my ein lahem oina'a. What does it mean in regards to Hekdesh when we say in our Mishnah that Hekdesh doesn't have oina'a? That's the Mishnah, our Mishnah we quoted here on this page about 14 lines ago. Einan betoras ana'a. What it means is it's not betoras ona. What's toras ona? Da'afilu pachas mikadeyana chazer. Sort of drastically different than we had understood up till now. Einan oina'a means, oh no. Where you usually say if it's less than 1/6 price discrepancy, like the deal stands, oh no, when you're dealing with Hekdesh, whether it's, even if it's less than a 1/6 price discrepancy, the deal goes back. Okay. Meisvei, we have a question now on Rav Chista. The Tanaic source that we're going to have quoted goes for a line and a word. Ribis ve'oina lehedya. There's this concept of interest and price fraud when you're dealing with Bob versus Steve. The Ein, and I underline the word ein, ribis ve'oina, and I underline the word oina, lehektish. Well, when you're dealing with hektish, when hektish is one of the two parties in some sort of deal, there is no ribis and there is no oina. Now, that doesn't sound like Rav Chista. The Gemara turns around and says, well, 1 second. Is it really such a problem for Rav Chista? Is this brisa that we just quoted like any stronger than our Mishnah itself? Mi alima, is it strong? Mi mas nisin? What do we say when our Mishnah had an issue? We establish it as being not really oina, but toras oina. Like the concept of oina doesn't apply. Hacha nami, so too over here, read the brisa as follows, not ribis and oina, lehektish, there's not, but rather ein ribis vidin. I double it on the word vidin. Vidin oina le. Hedyot. So it's ribis v'din oina la hedyot ve'in ribis v'din oina la hektesh. We're talking about the din oina, which means actually even less than a 1/6 price discrepancy, the deal's off. Ask the Gemara though, I hachi hainu dekatani seifa. Well, how are we going to square that off with the fact that the continuation of the Tanaic source, which was on the second line, says as follows? Here's four words.
And this is the example of where we're much more machmir when we're dealing with Bob and Steve having a transaction as opposed to Bob and the Beis Hamikdash.
Really? But then that would actually end up being a kula, not the chomer behedyo mi behektesh. Well, the Gemara says that we're not talking about both the case of ribis and now, we're only talking about the case of ribis. So ribis, there will be an issue when it's Bob having a deal with Steve, but not Bob with the base of Migdash. Well then, listeni nami, if that's true, then why don't you say also, the other way, that, yeah, more machmir for a hedyot when we're dealing with hektesh, and say, zechalmir behektesh, and more machmir for hektesh, mi behedyot regarding ona'a. So the Gemara clarifies that that statement actually couldn't make. Hachi hashta, how now? 1 second. Bishlama, if we're going to say ze, I double end on the word ze, that this is the Chomer Behedimi Behektish, how Bob transacting with Steve it applies, but not Bob with the Beis HaMikdash, Vesulo, because that's the only possibility. Ella, however, if you're going to bring in the realm of Hektish, to say in regard to Hektish, Zeh, this, which kind of implies this and only this, Zeh Chomer, really? Vesulo? and there are no others, but that would be totally inaccurate. Ribis de hektish, now the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what's a case of interest when dealing with hektish? So how do you have hektish interest? Ilema de oisve gizbar, if you want to say, well, pretty simple, you have the temple treasury, he took, let's say, $100 out from the temple, mea, be mea ve esrim, and he's going to have somebody pay back 120. Well, one second. As soon as the temple treasurer took out the 100 from hektish, he was violated halay ma'ala gizbar. The gizbar is over me'ila. And once me'ila takes place with holy temple items, the came into ma'ala gizbar, yatsumayis of the chulun. That makes, now the gizmarite have to have a whole bunch of things he does to take care of this, but the money itself becomes chulun, in which case, v'havalu de hedyo. That is not Hektish's money anymore, it's Hedyoth's money. We're looking for how Hektish has a scenario of Ribis. So, Amar Rav Hoshea, I circled Rav Hoshea, he's number one. Five lines later, last word in line is Rav Papa, I circled Rav Papa, he's the number two. So Rav Hoshea says, well, what would you have over here? Hachav Mayaskinan, what's the case? Kegain Shekibel Alav. You have a regular person who accepts upon himself lesapek salsois me arba, that he's, let's say, has a business of fine flour. He's going to supply the base hamigdash, supply them with fine flour me arba. He agrees that he's going to give four saw, let's call it, 4 pounds of flour for every sella that they pay. Comma. Afterwards, the market price, though, va'amdu mishalosh, it becomes much more expensive. Instead of for each sella getting 4 pounds of wheat, you only get 3 pounds of wheat. Kiditznan, like we have in the following Mishnah, goes for three lines according to this Mishnah. Ha'mekabel alav lesapek salsois me'arba. If you have a business provider, a flour merchant who accepts upon himself to provide flour, fine flour, at 4 pounds for a, really four saw, we'll call it just 4 pounds for a sella, and then the market changes and it becomes much more expensive to buy flour, and the market price, though, he'd only have to get, only have to provide three to get his sella, misapik me'arba, well, he's still, because his deal was with the temple treasury, he still has to provide four. If, however, the original deal was Mishalosh Va'amdu Me'arba, the original deal was he was going to provide three and get a sella, and now the market price has gone cheaper. You could actually, with the sella, get four. He also still has to be Mishalosh Me'arba. In other words, both ways, whether it price goes up or price goes down, Hektish has the upper hand, Shiat Hektish, Al Ha'el Yoina. And a similar scenario by a Hedyot would be Aser. Rav Papa Y circled, this is the second approach, Amar. Hacha, what we're talking about here is the Avne Binyan. These are the, I guess, the stones that are used to build the various Beis HaMikdash, things that have to be built, like the walls. Hamesurois the Gizbar, that are handed over to the Gizbar Askinan. Now, how does that help? Because it was something interesting about those stones. Kedesh Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, he had said, Bonin Bechayel, those stones were actually specifically kept, and when they were going to be used for holy purposes, they were kept as chol, as non-holy or consecrated stones, the achrak makdishin, only once they were built in to whatever wall or they had to be built into, were they sanctified. Mishnah said, Ein behen tashlume kefil. Menahani mili de tanu rabbanu. We have a brisa here. Let's box it off. It goes 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines till the two dots. And then if you skip down three lines, first terminal line is the Tanu Rabbanan. There's another brisa that goes 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines till the two dots. Let's box that one off. And then if you skip down two lines later, first terminal line is the Tanu Rabbanan. We have another brisa that also goes down till the second to last line till the two dots. They're very similar brisas. The first one is going to ask, where do we have a source in the psukim that there's no tashlume kefil for those four things listed in the Mishnah? There's no double payment. When we get to the second brisa, how do we know that if there's a shomer chinam on any of those four items, he doesn't have to swear, he's off the hook? And the third brisa is going to be, how do you know if he's a paid watcher? He also doesn't have to pay, and here we go. So first brisa, where do we know this from? De Tanu Rabbanan. So the brisa says, Al kol davar pesha. Now this is the end part of the pasuk, which is dealing with somebody who claims that it was stolen, or it was the thief himself. So the pasuk says, Al kol davar pesha, for every matter of sin or iniquity. That's four words in the pasuk. That is a klala, general term for any matter. Then the pasuk goes on. This is another quote: Al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma. That's the end of the quote regarding an ox, donkey, sheep, a garment. That's a prat. Those are specific items. And then the pasuk continues for another five words. Quote: Al kol aveda asher yomar, regarding any lost item that it is said, and. So you put those three phrases, analyze them together, you get a klal uprat to klal yatadan, elokein haprat. They have to be understood in the context of the specific cases. Mahaprat, what's unique about ox, donkey, sheep, garment? Well, mefurish davar hametaltel, they're all movables, v'gufoy moment, and they're intrinsically valuable. Af koil, so to everything else, it will include it as long as it is movable, v'gufoy moment, and has an intrinsic value, which would exclude, actually, four categories. Yotsu, I underline karkois, land, sheina metaltel, you can't move it. Yotsu avadim, I underline avadim, the exclusion of slaves. Shehukshul karkois, many times. In halacha, what we say applies to land also applies to slaves, because there's a scriptural connection between the two. Yatsu shtaris, underline shtaris, comes to exclude a document like an IOU. Sha'afal pisha metaltel, even though those are certainly movable, ain gufan mamoin, they're no intrinsic value, it's basically worth the paper it's on. And finally, hekdeshois, underline hekdeshois, amar kra, the pasuk there said, re'ehu, your fellow person, which equals re'ehu v'lei hektish. It's got to be that it's one person dealing with another person, not one person with hektish. That's the end of the snake source. The Mishnah said v'lei tashlum me'amar v'chamish, you also don't have a 4 or 5 payment. Now, okay, so you don't have a double payment. Why not a 4 or 5 if the issue is a cow or a sheep? Well, my time answer, because the pasuk clearly says that it's a 4 or 5 payment. In other words, there's a double payment, and then on top of that, tashlum me'amar v'chamisha marachmana. But if, as we just saw in the previous brisa, double payment doesn't apply, then this would not be a 4 or 5 payment. It would rather be a 3 or 4. And the pasuk says no, 4 or 5. V'loy tashlum me'shashiva arba. The Mishnah continues that shem rechina me'noy nishba, that if you have a person who normally is watching something for free, and something happened to it, he claims he'd have to swear. In this case, he doesn't have to swear. Minani mili, where do you know this from? De Tanu Rabbanan. And this price is going to be almost identical in structure to the previous one. Can therefore read it a little bit quicker. Based on a pasuk. Pasuk is talking about by a shemer chinam. Says the pasuk, ki yitein ish areyu, end quote. When a person gives to his fellow person, that's a klala, general rule. Quote again, kesef oy kelim, money or utensils, that's the end of the quote. That's a prat, that's a specific term. The pasuk continues, lishmor, I'm going to use the girsa on the outside margin, to watch, that's chaz v'kalal, to watch what? Watch anything, that's a general term. What do you have? A klal uprat to klal, iyatadan, elokeina prat, maha prat, just like the prat is mefurash. What was the prat? Money and utensils. Well, just like those are davar metaltel, they're both movable. The gufay mamon, they're intrinsically valuable. Af kol davar, so too anything else on metaltel that's movable. The gufay mamon, yatsu karkois, underline karkois, shein a metaltel, and land is not movable. Yatsu avadim, underline avadim, shuk shulik karkois, there is a scriptural connection between the two. Yatsu shtaris, underline shtaris, a document, IOU. Shafabish and metaltel, they're certainly movable. Ain gufan mamon, they're not intrinsically valuable. And hektashis, underline hektashis, amar kra. The pasuk there as well says, one word quote, Re'ehu, your fellow man, which we darshan to mean it has to be Bob dealing with Steve, Re'ehu, v'loy shel hekdesh, not Bob dealing with the temple treasury. That's the end of the brisa. Continued the Mishnah and said, Noisei Schar, another case where a person is a paid watchman. In the case of those four items, he would not Eino Mishalim. Minah Nimili, where do you know that from? De Tanu Rabbanan. And yes, you guessed it, this brisa is also going to be structurally identical to the previous two. Here we go. Pasuk says, this is in the context of a person who's taking wages to watch something, Ki yitein ish el re'ehu, that's the end quote, when a man gives to his fellow person, that's a klala, general term, because it doesn't say what he gave. The pasuk continues and says, quote, chamor o shor o yiseh, a donkey or an ox, or a sheep, end quote. That's a prat. Those are specific items. The pasuk continues, quote, v'chol behema lishmoran, any animal to guard. What type of animal? Any animal. That's a chazer v'klal. That's a more general term again. Kamo. What do you have? Klal u'pratu klal yatadan elokeina prat. Ma prat mefurash davar. Something that is mitaltel, movable, v'gufay maman. And intrinsically, it has a value of kol, so to anything else that's included, it has to be a davar metalt v'gufay mamon. Yatzur karkois, underline karkois, shena metaltlin, yatzur avadim, underline avadim, shuk shul karkois, yatzur shtaris, underline shtaris, shal pisha metaltlin, and gufan mamon, and hektatius, underline amar kro. Pasuk says, yes, that's right. This pasuk as well is in the context of re'ehu, when it's Dave and Ed. Re'ehu, we darshan to mean Dave and Ed, velo shal hektatius, not Dave and the temple treasury. Adkan.